in Chicago, Nancy Floy, a practitioner of Chinese medicine, recalls developing an attitude of gratefulness in childhood as a survival skill. A sense of gratitude enabled her to get through a very difficult home life. It was a philosophy she learned from her grandmother.
I grew up in a very abusive, chaotic, alcoholic home, and she was an anchor in the midst of all of this chaos, and she acknowledged the pain and suffering, but she would often say, you know, you've got to see the good. You've got to continue to see the light as well as the dark. Hold them both. It's a dialectic. I learned that word as a young child, what it means to hold a dialectic, to hold horror and hardship and good. And the good she taught through nature. So after a hard night of chaos and alcoholic behavior with my parents, she would take me out in the morning and say, look, look, look at this day. Look at the trees. Look at the earth. Feel it. You know, touch the earth. Touch these trees. Breathe. You're breathing. You're alive. So it helped.
Did that go in pretty deeply?
Oh, into my bones, the cells of my body, as deeply as the trauma. So it's what I hang on to in the hard times and the dark times.
Have you ever witnessed in your work with patients a transformation someone might have experienced when they were able to focus their attention on gratitude, on what they had, on what was positive?
Oh, yeah, every day. Every day. I can think of two examples if you're interested. One, this patient, I worked with her through her pregnancy. And she had a beautiful pregnancy, a wonderful pregnancy, everything perfect. A young woman, just in her early 30s, and came time for the birth of her child. And after he was born, there was lots of activity, and we realized that he had Down syndrome, completely unexpected. And this is a woman today that has transformed her life and transformed and feels only gratitude for the birth of her son and for the changes that it's brought into her family, for she and her husband.
Was it initially disappointing?
Initially devastating. Devastating. Shocking. Life-changing. I have watched this couple change their lives. And the little boy's name is Samuel, and he's amazing and wonderful. He practices yoga, you know. He's only 2 years old. He practices yoga. And she has opened a center for yoga for the special child. But my point is, she feels now only gratitude. After being dropped into horror and pain, she feels only gratitude for this.
And what did you witness of her process of getting from being devastated to being able to see a silver lining?
I watched her drop into her pain. I watched her drop deeply into it, feel it, not shy away from it. I watched her rage. I watched her be angry. I watched her curse God. and I watched her be very sick in her body. And I have watched her move through and come through the other side.